Hello. I have been suicidal for weeks. I know this is not the perfect introduction. I know you do not expect me to come up here and talk about it. I know you think it's probably too personal to admit, knowing that there might be persons who directly know me that might listen to this. But yeah, I am going to be honest. I have been suicidal for weeks, and so has a lot of persons that I know, directly and indirectly too. If you do not feel this way, I don't know if I should count you lucky, but I guess you are. But then, if you found yourself in my shoes, then this episode is for you. And if you aren't in my shoes, then this episode is for you too, because I'm sure you probably have a friend who is depressed or suicidal and whatnot. So why this episode? Find out. I am Chaviva. Welcome to another episode. So yes, welcome back. I should have had this episode up last week, Saturday, but I have been a little bit under the weather. I think that's how they say it when you're sick, yeah. So I was not able to do that. And I'm like, well, the reason why I wanted to put it up last week, Saturday, was because it was World Suicide Prevention Day. And I'm like, this is like an opportunity to talk about it and also advocate for it. But I don't think there's ever a perfect time to do it, knowing that this is something that we should probably talk about every time that we get an opportunity to. So yes, I'm talking about this. And another reason why I strongly want to do this is because I am a member of a group. It's called Young and Free. It's for persons between the ages 16 and 24. And on the group, we just talk about everything and anything. Life, relationship, everything. And that Saturday, we talked about suicide and depression. And I had a lot of persons say so many things. So many things that I would never imagine. And to be honest, it gave me comfort, because people who are suicidal think that they are alone and that nobody understands them and that everything is just difficult and vague. Maybe it is, but understanding that there's a community of other persons who have been through this, is going through this, is some sort of comfort that I am not alone in this journey, and this person has been this way, and the person is quite better. I think I can be better too. And yes, I remember I talked about how people want valid reasons for you to be depressed or suicidal. You must have lost your parents and lost your job and lost your friends, and your house must have been burnt down, or you must have a series of so many crazy events that must have happened, that everybody must have seen happen, for you to have enough to be like, oh yeah, she has valid reasons to be suicidal. If you fail an exam and you want to be suicidal, and you say you are suicidal, they're like, why? No, be ordinary exam. Is that reason enough? And all of that. But yes, I am here to state it again that everybody has a valid reason to feel suicidal or depressed. And nobody has any right to tell anybody how they should feel and why they should feel a particular way and invalidate whatever reasons that they have. I was talking to someone about how I was suicidal, like I mentioned in my introduction. And the person was like, Chamaka, you have your life figured out. Academics is going well, your business is going well, your family is amazing. So why? I know it's crazy because I did not intend to talk about this on my podcast, knowing that I am not so sure, or I want to believe that it's maybe an error somewhere. But yeah, I was diagnosed with DID. At least I think I have DID, because there's a little bit of hope somewhere in my heart, hoping that it is not true, and all of this is just in my head. But yeah, and I had an idea of the very possibility that it might be a thing wrong with me. I was devastated knowing how last year was and how I had to struggle and get through all of that. And now this year, there's this going on. And if not for something, I foresee my village would follow me. But man, they've been persistent, if not that one. But yeah, it wasn't just that. I can't exactly explain, because I'm going to be honest, I don't have that figured out yet. I was withdrawn from a lot of persons that I really care about and that really cares about me. And it wasn't intentional, but I found myself in that situation. If I'm going to be honest, I've attempted suicide more times than I've said. And nobody's going to believe me, because on the outside I'm strong. And of course, even on the inside I am strong, because why not? This is going to be a really short episode. There are a lot of persons going through so many things that they would never talk about, that you can never imagine. And I have something to say to persons who have been suicidal, who is suicidal, who feels depressed or self-harm or anything of such. I have something to also say to persons who have people who feel this way. Because if I'm going to be honest, I also realize that friends of persons who have attempted suicide, or friends of persons who are depressed or facing one mental challenge or another, also find difficulty. And I realized this recently, because they have no idea what they are supposed to do. They have no idea how they are supposed to help, because if they say they understand, to be honest, they don't. And they are really careful to not say something that's going to trigger you. They are careful to not want to say they understand, and then you'll be like, how can you understand? And then you flare up. They are not psychological experts, but they really want to help because they really care about you. And they're like, what am I going to do? I've been trying to draw myself closer. You are pushing me away. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. Yes, when somebody's in a particular state, or a series of events has happened, if I'll be honest, you don't expect them to come around. For the very few period following that event, or whatever it is they might be going through, they would barely come around. Because for me particularly, I think there is an overwhelming environment that surrounds me. I'm confused. I'm like, why is this happening? Am I doing something wrong? Is something going on? And all of the plenty questions. And they are lost. And they do not even realize that they are pushing a lot of persons away. That's because, at least to me, I just want to breathe. I want to understand what's going on before actually knowing what to do first. Before knowing if I'm actually going to do anything. So I am lost. And in that period, time passes by and there are people waiting and hoping that I'm going to come around. But that's not what's on my head. I care about you, but I don't want to come around because I don't know how I'm supposed to come around. And it's just as simple as that. And what do I need? What I think what every other person needs, what your friend, your sister or your brother needs, is to be sure that you'll be there, that you are not angry because they are not coming around, that you are not judgmental and saying that after all, you're not the only one going through something, so why is your own different? And all of that. They want to be sure that if they want to rant and cry, that they have someone who would listen and not try to find reasons to validate their feelings or invalidate their feelings, as the case may be. I think just listening is enough. Don't make them feel stupid for opening up to you. If they feel uncomfortable at some point talking about something, let it slide. Someday, I'm sure they're going to bring it up again. Or you can bring it up when it comes to, when you feel like it's a better time to talk about it. Just be there, that's all. Telling them that you understand might be cliche, because if we're going to be honest, I don't think you do. But you want to be there. Give them hugs, because they need it, a lot of them. And reaffirm your concern and your love for them. You care about them. I know that everything might be difficult and vague, and you want to help, but you don't know how. But you want them to know that you really care about them and you're always here. I think they know that you do not have absolute solution to their problems. But we all need each other to get life through. And if they know that you are going to always be there, I think that's one problem solved. Because it is one thing to want to get past their faces, and another thing to have people get past the face with you. And also, if you think that it is occurring over and over again, advise them to seek professional help. Because that's like really important, having a therapist and knowing exactly what to do is important, so it doesn't come up again, or it doesn't come up when they'll be confused as to what to do. The professional can definitely help, so that's like important. And that's for persons surrounded with persons who are depressed or who self-harm or suicidal. If you are suicidal, this is for you. I have been telling myself that everything is going to work out just fine. That at some point that I really, really wanted to give up. Looking back at those periods, at those seasons, I realized that those seasons have shaped me to become this person that I am. And this phase would pass too. And everything is going to become better. At least I hope so. I hope so. And I am telling myself that I don't want to be the one to call the shots and decide my fate by taking my own life. I want that if it actually happens without my will or without my actions or inactions, I want to be certain that I did all of the best that I could, that in those split seconds before I finally pass on, that I find peace, that okay, I think I fought hard enough and it's happening right now, so I think I did well. I don't want to second guess. I wish I had done. I wish I had not. I want to be comfortable with it. That if it's going to be over, that I fought hard for it. And now this is not me trying to sound religious, but then this is like my religion, my faith is an integral part of me. That has given me strength beyond what I can ever say. I have a father who really cares about me, who loves me, who is intentional about me. I have a father who goes an extra mile just to give me peace and strength and happiness. I have a father who sacrificed his son for me. And if he could do that, what can he not do? I have a father who reassures me and gives me hope and strength for every morning. And so, since I am not my creator, I don't think I have the blueprints as regards to what I'm supposed to do. That's why whenever I find myself confused, tired, frustrated, depressed, suicidal, I go back to my source and I'm like, Sky Daddy, putting this up, what do I do? And it might seem like we don't get the answers that we need, but if you truly look, you'd find the answers that you need. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to you because I don't have my life figured out. I always say this, but I know my life has been easier. Life has been easier with God. I know that you probably want a structure as regards what to do to get to that point. But nobody has a detailed plan as regards how to do that. And people think that praying is difficult. I think that I found it difficult to pray too. But then again, I ask myself, what exactly is prayer? It simply means I'm communicating with God, and so I don't have to be in a chapel, in a church, in a synagogue to have to communicate. I don't have to be rolling on the floor and all of that. I don't have to be composed to communicate. The same way it will be with my friends. And so wherever I find myself drained, I'm like, God, Father, I need you right now. I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. I'm confused. I want to cry. I'm going to cry. And I am crying in prayer. I am ranting in prayer. I am doing everything in prayer because he already knows what exactly am I trying to hide. Saying all of it. Then I experience peace and comfort. And of course, God is not deaf, he's not dumb. He always has something to say. I think the problem is we're not patient enough to wait for it. So that's like a problem. So yes, back to you. I really hope that I can give you all of the answers that you need. I want to say everything is going to be alright, but I don't want it to sound cliche. But yes, everything is going to be fine. Everything might seem vague and difficult and tiring. You might be drained. You're like, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I'm tired of being here. I want to opt out. But look around you. There are a lot of persons that care about you. And if you can't see anybody that cares about you, look inside. There is someone on the inside that is so concerned about you, that wants you to experience peace and love and joy. And that's only possible if you give in. I hope you find strength. I hope you find purpose. I hope you find peace. I hope you experience love and happiness to the fullest. I hope that when the time comes for you to decide whether or not to stay or opt out, that you see reasons to remain here and truly live but not just exist and fight because you have to, because you deserve to experience all of the happiness in this world. You are definitely not alone, even if it feels like it. I am not alone, and I am the strongest person I know. You say that to yourself too. You are the strongest person you know, because regardless of whatever that's happened, you are here right now. I hope that you see reasons to keep fighting, at least for yourself. because you deserve to see what comes out of all of this. I wish you the very best. And I want you to know that you should stop looking for answers in all of the wrong places. You should stop stalling too. And that there is nothing, absolutely nothing that you can do. I'm not trying to be a motivational speaker or anything. But I think that in as much as you want people to believe in you, you should believe in your abilities, in your strength, in how you are able to light up a room, and how much love you can give, and how much kindness, and how the world is waiting for you. You can't afford to opt out or decide to do nothing. You want happiness, you want peace, so for it. So yeah, do well to share this with someone. If you feel any of the ways that I have spoken, if you feel a particular way, I need someone to talk to. I don't have all of the answers, but I think you can reach out to me. Or you can seek professional help too. There is Mentally Aware NG on Instagram. And yes, there are a lot of persons who go through the things that I go through too. I've actually been thinking about having a support group. It has been on my mind for ages. I don't know how I'm supposed to go about it. What do you think? A mini support group. I really, really want to have my journaling session back. If you think we should have our journaling session back, we could do that too. I miss doing it with people. All right. Follow me on Instagram, d.chamakovchaviva. Share this episode with your loved ones, your friend, anybody in particular that comes to your mind. Share. Leave your review. You can send me a voice message here. There is an option on how to send a voice message here, and I'll listen to them and send you a reply to. Love you. Till next week.